institutions and the structure of the government as it was intended under the Constitution and in the title. Unfortunately, the more we took a close look at this, the more the Constitution no longer existed. I personally found in California that in 1952 through 1954, our Constitution, our court, took an oath to the United Nations, and this disturbed me greatly. We no longer had an oath of allegiance to the country. We had an oath of allegiance to the United Nations Charter, and all judges and all courts were bound by it. This gave us the answer to recognize, hey, why were we always told not in our area of jurisdiction? Because the oath was no longer valid of the Constitution. The new Constitution was the United Nations Charter. We began taking a harder look at this, and we found that all the abuses and all the structure of the Constitution had really totally collapsed. So we began taking a very serious look at how do we reinstate this, and then the common law, the law of the land, became very paramount to us, and we began exploring this and putting together structures that could go forth under the common law. I owe a great deal of thanks to the work that's going on in Florida. Susan and her group there are doing a tremendous amount in that restructuring. She sent packages to us, which I have not seen, but will be incorporated in what we're doing. Out here in California, I'm not in California, that's right. When I get back to California, essentially what I will be doing there is cosmosis to present on a personal level, through me, to the court system, something that we hope will reestablish under the common law through the Republic, the Constitution, one, the common law, two, and three, a new means of a court system. It actually represents something that will have sweeping change effects on almost all of our lives. The case situation that I wish to present now is one that is basically simple. It seems that the biggest thing that's occurring in the United States today is home and farm foreclosure. What we're attempting to do, and we should be filing within 2 weeks at the latest January 15th, because Cosmos enjoys input. We cannot do anything alone. The people have to speak. Everything has to be verified. The structure of common law is still not understood. I've learned more about it personally, but I feel that we must do this credibly, carefully, cautiously, and make certain that when we go into a court, which is the right court, how it is done, how the jury is selected, how the papers are submitted to the jury, and then what causes and all that sort of stuff, the legal part stuff, we have to include. We feel we're fairly successful as of this date, and we know there's been some divine-type intervention, because I'll tell you, when I came here to Nevada, everything fell in place within 30 hours. All the nitty-gritty things that didn't seem right just fell in place. Admittedly, through there, I met a few people which gave information that distressed me. It took the common law and shifted it back into the system law. But within half an hour after returning to the home, we got further information which clarified a lot of these problems. You, all of you, will have the benefit of this work at no charge. We aren't in the business of putting together a package, no matter what the effort was, and then saying, In order to present this brief in a common law court, it will cost you $30 for the materials or the labor. I think we're beyond that. We've all gone without for many, many, many years. We have one dedicated purpose: God, country, Constitution. Let's not forget that focus. If that's the case, all of us do understand that that many are in need here and everywhere. We can do this if we have the proper network. We can do this at a little bit more personal sacrifice, pass out the information, personalize it. We're not going to send you a boilerplate. What in essence we are going to do is send you just the case that we're submitting. We do not wish to send it out until we have finally gone over this first draft, put together all the input, verified it, checked it out, and gotten ready to submit. My personal time frame on doing this is no later than January the 15th. I would like it in the court, the right court, in California before January the 20th. Then it will be available to you. After we discuss a few other things, I will make some suggestions of how all of you can get involved in it. There are some due dates and questions that have come up over the past 3 weeks and brought to my attention. I'm not sure if I mentioned earlier, but if I didn't, I will mention it now. Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited is not associated with anybody or any other thing. It cannot be bought. It belongs to the people. The input for its programs and structures belong to the people. We have created them. We are very open and flexible to allowing anybody who is interested or anyone who has a better program. We're not even locked into programs. We are concerned with what's happening in our nation today. One of the most critical things that happened last week is our president-elect announcement of the National Economic Security Council. The members on the International or the National Economic Security Council are very surprising. I personally am disturbed with one of the appointees who happens to be a director of Goldman Sachs, the brokerage firm. I would like to share an extremely personal experience from a corporate standpoint. We were transferring money, approximately $865 million, into the corporation approximately a year and a half ago. A year ago last October. The monies were being transferred from another corporation that the Cosmos owned, primarily for the purpose of our using those funds to assist any candidate for the presidential nomination. And that was just to be the beginning. We went, as we felt we should, to every possible candidate that appeared to have a chance, including Bush. We went to Clinton, we went to Perot, we went to Bogreich. Bogreich never responded. Clinton was in a hurry. We had to go to Clinton, as appropriate, through the Democratic National Committee. The chairman's name was Ron Brown. At that given moment of time, Ron Brown took the information, because it held very proprietary information, including a bank and account numbers of the corporation. He took them to the first ward in Chicago. I'm not sure how it happened, but our signatures appeared on the document when they didn't exist to begin with. They leveraged the document to raise funds, and the monies that were raised from another project that was going through at the time went through Goldman Sachs, over to Tokyo, back to Goldman Sachs, and we were able to trace the paper trail in 1 year from our stolen funds that revealed the banking system's illicit practices. I'm not going to give you the paper trail, but briefly I will say it went from Japan to Canada to Nova Scotia to England, Scotland, Germany, Brussels, to France, to Spain, to Atlanta, Georgia, peanut country, and then up into Washington, D.C., which essentially did the following. It was following the BCCI scandal. Those investigations are ongoing. If Goldman Sachs is being represented on the Economic Security Council, it cannot happen. They have been leaked. All the banks have been leaked. All the banks to the World Bank have been leaked. The IMF has been leaked. What we are saying officially is this. The corporation leaned everybody based on two things. The government must pay the country's obligation, which is the certificate, one. Two, the government must pay those obligations that they have to pay, such as the Lincoln savings and loan. America doesn't need to be bailed out. It has a financial resource in place, and that is a certificate that is available for them. It does not have phony baloney money from the Federal Reserve System. So the reason I give you that story is to let you know that a lot of the appointments going on, the system has not changed. The presidential office has not changed. As a result of our investigations over the last 15 years specifically, we know all the players and all the money that were ripped off from you and from all of us and given to, for example, former president, and I don't like to say that, former president Ronald Reagan, when he went to Japan and received $2 million, it came directly out of the Lincoln savings and loan. John Glenn in Ohio also received $2 million. There are protests in Arizona, right here, several of the congressmen received $2 million. Approximately 127 congressmen received $2 million from the Lincoln savings and loan. It was all covered up. It isn't going to be covered up. The investigations are going on, and they cannot stop them. What Cosmos is doing is pressing all the charges, not under the common law, according to the system law, because that's how they occur. Our good friend Henry Gonzalez has been adamantly pursuing this for a number of years. We have furnished him with tapes, with documentation, with letters, with bank receipts to show the paper trail. Jacobs is doing this in another committee. The House Ways and Means Committee, which consists of both the House and the Senate, and you may check this, knows very much what Cosmos has been doing at that end. Primarily, we are not going to give up, and we have infuriated the President, we have infuriated the CIA, we've infuriated the IRS, and especially the Federal Reserve System. When we called it to the attention of the President that Alan Greenspan could not succeed himself because of their own bylaws, which state that it will revolve amongst their members, it also states that the Federal Reserve Board will consist of members that represent A, agriculture, B, economy, B, C, business, D. You begin to get the picture. None of them do. They're all crooked, illicit bankers, lining their own paper. So that must come down. Since it's paper money and we have the assets under the commodities, this was their last-ditch effort, and that took place 10 days ago. They moved the third member from the World Bank, from the Security Exchange, from the World Bank, over into the commodities because they figured Cosmos... He is the new head of the Chicago Board of Trade. It won't work. But allow us to do that. We reinstated our corporation in Nevada under the Republic. So the game is up. It's really over for them all. That does not mean we're sailing free and clear. It means our responsibilities have to change. We are now at the critical point in our country's lifespan, and we call that accountability. Cosmos can handle the accountability of the government as it exists. The people have to now handle the accountability at the other end. That's all we're saying. No strings attached. We've done the work at the top and are hanging there real firm. We are only requesting that you do the work that you've been doing so beautifully, as I've found out. I'm telling you, I've had a wonderful, wonderful experience to see and hear how passionate others are for our country. I feel the same. The court action we are starting, and it's nice to hear all over things are happening. Judges are being booted out and put in camps and this. things we hear. What we're more interested in now, more than ever, is verifying this. Any information any of you have on the name judge that was picked up under the common law, we would like to know his name and where he is. We need this information badly. Now, the DDR seems to be an ideal clearinghouse point for that information. Cosmos cannot. We're in an extremely sensitive position. We have shut off our phone. We've shut off our correspondence address, primarily so that the Bush company at all do not know what we're about. I have contact with the other directors, and it's on a daily basis, payphone type situation. It's awkward, it's uncomfortable, but it must be done in that way. Our request to you is, if you hear of all these little rumors, they may be very real, but they must be verified. We cannot go out and put information that three judges wound up here, this or that, unless we know for certain. Along that line, all we ask is get the information to bear that identifies a name and or a place. This is a wonderful follow-up opportunity for those of you who are media conscious. I would like to address that media point from the standpoint of Cosmos. We have made the request on card identifying an individual coming from a republic to a republic. This is singularly important because we've discovered that now that a corporation has been recognized internationally, now that the country is being recognized internationally as a republic, soon the people will be recognized internationally as a republic. And very hopefully, I'm optimistic that the American Indian Nation, you don't demand or ask anything of them, and Cosmos doesn't work that way anyway. They have come to us and suggested that they would like to also do the same in order for an Indian nation to be recognized in the United States. They are merely a token type organization to the United States government right now. So hopefully that will occur. It has not occurred as yet and may possibly occur this month. The times are upon us now, the critical ones, and the dates are going to be the 15th, the 19th of December, and the 24th, and the 29th of December. The 19th of December is really a Federal Reserve System type date. On the 19th of December, the Federal Reserve System has already announced that they are going to examine all the banks and their assets, and if they fall below the 2% level of liquid assets, they will be closed and restructured. This is the biggest pipe and last in the world. It is nothing to be alarmed of, but it gave us a clue. The reason they said that is so they will have an excuse to close the bank and rip off the remaining hard assets that lie in the charter bank. All charter banks come under the Treasury, not under the Federal Reserve System. So they were forced to go into the Federal Reserve System. So this question is, what will happen when the banks close? They identify, they always refer to the company, to the present administration and the government. They decided they would move the date up to the 15th. I don't believe it. We have no evidence to that effect. We know we will be meeting with them as a corporation on the 19th. At any rate, along that line, people are asking everywhere, what can we do? We're not in the business of giving you specific advice. Now, if you were to ask me, what would I do? I'll tell you this. Hey, the money the Federal Reserve System has was created from nothing. They have nothing now. They have nothing to substantiate it. They're banking on the American taxpayer. Hey, teach the banks a lesson. For the temporary period of time for stabilization, take your money out. If you're going to put it anywhere, use something that's backed directly by Treasury. Notice I said Treasury, not the Treasury. Take a hard look at where the Treasury, not the Treasury, where Treasury notes and bonds are. They must be backed by the coin of the realm, gold or silver, in accordance with the Constitution. This is something to understand. The complaints that people will lose their interest. Quit playing the system. What interest? That's your money. your interest. So if you're going to lose your own, why not keep it? You may do as you wish on that, but this is my personal feeling as what will happen. On the 19th, the Federal Reserve System, and this is my own personal feeling, I've not discussed it with the other board members. On the 19th, what I personally feel will occur is Alan Greenspan will come to the public on media and say, how wonderful we are to you. We're going to get an extension, and in March, they'll have until March to clean up their little mess. Well, isn't that nice? They couldn't pay off a dollar today if they tried. But if they did pull it, and if they did pull it on the 50th and close the bank, there are approximately 1,897 banks that would have to be closed in this country. I'll give you an example. Because of that fiasco that I told you about for the $865 million that went through Goldman Sachs, it went to Bank of America, and the money came out of Security Pacific. So Bank of America attempted a merger with Security Pacific to cover it up. Those of you who had Security Pacific cards, one or the other, got a new one. That was their deliberate attempt to hide their theft. It won't work. They've been leaned. They can't merge. And even though they tried it, it's only on paper. That's the whole system. It's only on paper. Let's get back to the reality. What they will do if they do close the bank won't have one iota of difference because we, Cosmos, are holding them up. It is not their decision any longer. The people finally have the clout to make changes in their very governmental structure from the top all the way down. And we're very happy to say that. Some of the other things that are being brought up specifically along this line is, okay, what about the 24th? They, meaning the company again, were trying on the 24th to pull the old 1933 trick. We'll do it on Christmas Eve, and then everybody, when we open up 3 days later, everybody won't know what hit them. I wouldn't worry too much about that, because if they don't pull it on the 19th, they certainly aren't going to on the 24th. The date of the 29th, which is in everybody's mind, is the date where the United Nations military forces are going to be completely in order and ready to do whatever the company wants them to do. I'm not too concerned about that either. It is a true fact that for about 4 months, none of that aspect has received any money. They were promised the money on the, guess what, the 24th. I don't think it will happen. They haven't the financial leverage. So these dates of fear doesn't mean we're going to discard them. It does mean we have to be alert to what's going on and find out a little bit more. Nothing has been verified. We do know the Joint Chiefs of Staff met on the 4th and the 5th. They did not meet with Cosmos. They only announced that they were going to meet. We have had personal conversations, the corporation has, with other members of, not as a whole, but other members individually in the military. That is only normal. They want to know how they can use and work with us because of our assets. It is not in order for me to give you any names along that line at this. What will happen in January, specifically January the 7th, will be a full hearing in the Congress, and they will start to bring before the Congress the following people. And I'm very happy to say this. President Bush, President Reagan, President Ford, President Carter, President Nixon, Secretary of State Kissinger, I love that one. Secretary of State Volcker, I guess it was, and Secretary of State Schultz, thank you, and Secretary of State James A. Baker III. All of them are going to be, they're not going to be there right now, under investigation. The current president will be going up for impeachment, and the others will be indicted for treason. I am not discounting the full board of the Federal Reserve System. Alan Greenspan, Warburg, et al. They were all being charged with treason. It is a treasonous act to disrupt the country and take an oath contrary to the Constitution. Our courts will get back to Title III, Section 2. We are going to test it, we are going to prove it, and it is up to the people of America serving on the juries, which will probably start in January sometime, to speak out loud and clear that they want their country back. I don't have too much more to say along that, except that we do have the farm program, we do have the education program, we do have the health program. These have been blocked out. Other information will come into us. And when we see the light on this sometime in January, this information will come back to you. One other thing that we must state is about current actions that are going on. These are information sources for you. The liens were processed on the government, and we are already in the House Ways and Means Committee for the indictment and the impeachment. They may or may not verify that, but it is a fact, and you'll begin to see it. The Iran-Contra thing will be totally exposed. The Lincoln Savings and Loan will be exposed. The BCCI will be exposed. All of these, we have documented proof, film footage, and everything else. If you knew the paper trail and the banks and all their corruption, and the judges and their corruption, and the attorneys and their corruption, we must remember the reason for, I believe it was Amendment 13, which flat out said that no attorney can serve in these public offices. 98.8%, our statistics like to show us as half a being. 98.8% of the Congress are attorneys. A few in the new Congress are not, which may bring that statistical figure down. A question has been raised to me, but before I get to the question on commercial loans not being the common law or so forth, I want to address what I had said earlier. Those of you who are in the process of a foreclosure, listen carefully. There are three phases in a foreclosure. The first phase is a default notice. If you are in the default notice, please just send us a piece of paper with that first information on the default notice. Send it here to Derek, he'll give you the address. The second thing is if you're beyond the default and into the auction or into the court, do the same with a court number if a court case has been activated. Those of you who do this will receive this package shortly around January the 15th. Up now, and I'm going to answer three basic questions here if I understand them.
I had said that there were common law liens on the banks.
No, I mentioned that. No common law liens. We were using the system because the monies and everything else is in the illegal system.
And it's not public record, and that's why we can't verify.
Oh, yeah. The public record under the Republic, they won't admit to it because they aren't functioning under the Republic. They are functioning under the United Nations Charter. You might be lucky. You know, if you personally know someone big in banking and someone in the Congress that will tell you the truth, fine, go for it. But we have done these things. And the hearings will begin January the 7th on all those individuals and more so. Yeah, it's filed in Illinois.
Well, maybe you could do the same thing in Illinois that you did in Nevada, because we have discussion to tell us.
We're not registered as a corporation like in Nevada, you know, filing and paying taxes and stuff. It's a domicile residence. I will bring that up with the board. Thank you very much. Sure. It is. And we have the postal box there, and the post office is giving out very strange information. We have never taken a telephone number out in the president's name. So they were giving a phone number out and an address, which is all phony baloney. That can't be, so we're trying to deal with that. That's one of the misinformation things. But we're on top of it, and I'll pass your information up. We'll get on that.
Andy, for a lot of people that are concerned about our capability to hold our position, could you cover a little bit our position with the Navy and maybe the rest of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, et cetera?
I mentioned that we did not have a meeting with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I also mentioned that we, unfortunately, I can't reveal any of the names, but we are in direct contact with much of the higher military. It is our personal belief that our government today is not being run by the President, by an interim government which consists of the military.
Okay.
and I can't name names, but we are in direct contact with them at this time.
I hope everybody understands why we couldn't keep this thing open to everybody. It would be absolutely impossible. My timer is clicking on here. I don't know how close I am, but I think we have 18 minutes left. John Quaid, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Man, if you'd have checked in time, you might have had the time we had allocated for you. I'm looking at about 17 minutes, and I want to say just a very short blurb. Get your pencils and papers out, guys. I have information that there still exists common law courts in the United States. They are courts of common pleas. They are in Delaware, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. There are also courts of chancery in the same state. They are predecessors of the original common law court. And just maybe we'll get this thing back and we'll have it in all 50 republics. The gentleman I was introducing a little bit earlier, I'm going to put him on now. I feel that he is another super American, an absolute patriot, and he's hung his backside out to dry big time to get something accomplished. And the CDR has dedicated themselves to sponsor the program that Mr. Clay is going to explain at this time. Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me all right there?
Yep.
Well, I want to say hello to everybody. First of all, my name is John Clay, and a.k.a. John W. Saunders III. John Clay is my phony name that I used to use in film and television. At any rate, we've spent the last 6 years designing and developing a communication system, actually a computer network, that would provide all the necessary information needed for people to study, to show themselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of his calling. Basically, what we've created is a national computer network consisting of high-performance computers decentralized by area code and linked by standard telephone lines. There's a strong possibility that next year there's going to be a glut of satellite channels open, and we may very likely become satellite linked as well as linked by landlines, telephone lines. At any rate, we put a pilot system online about 5 years ago, and the results are very encouraging. It's just a simple little system, only handled two telephone lines, but the response nationally, without any advertisement or exposure, the response nationally was considerably more than we had expected. We pulled that system offline and put a new system design into effect, which we have been developing ever since in terms of both hardware and software. Many of you who are not really what we call computer literate may not understand some of the things that I'm going to tell you right now, but I don't quite know how to put them any other way. I've been thinking in this vein for so long. Basically, it consists of a whole series or groups of services which are designed to meet as many needs in a very broad marketplace as possible. We can look at the system as consisting of basically an entertainment package and a Christian services package. The entertainment package is, forgive the expression, designed for the game freaks. I don't think anyone underestimates the incredible market demand for computer games and entertainment features. For example, one of the things that's growing very fast in America today are these multi-line chat services. That's where a bunch of people all call the same computer system, and then with their keyboards on their computers at home or in their office, they carry on conversations with 2, 3, 5, 10, 20, 50, or 100 other people simultaneously. That's called a chat service. So in our entertainment package, we will have not only online full-color games, interactive, in which the users can participate in competition with many, many other users, but we also have a whole group of multi-line chat services. Furthermore, there is an email package that comes as a standard part of the system, which allows one to send electronic mail nationally, and when the system is in place and all 130 area code affiliates are online, you'll be able to send electronic mail from Los Angeles to New York for pennies. In terms of the Christian Studies group, there are a number of classes of services within the Christian Studies group. For example, Bible Online will have the full text of the Geneva King James, the Noah Webster's 1835 American Idiom Bible, and the Revised Version of 1881. All these texts will be available online and searchable by word, by verse, by book, by author, by name, by topic, and multiple subtopics. In addition to that, every word in these four texts will be keyed also to Strong's Concordance, Young's Analytical Concordance, a parsing guide, Thayer's Lexicon, among others, at least two dictionaries, and one encyclopedia. Thus, every word of the Bible from Genesis to the end of Revelation will be keyed on all these primary source documents. And what you can do is you can call into our system with your computer, connect up, do a Bible search, and a study in purely the text and the textual aids, and then save all that information in a file that you can either store temporarily on the host system that you call, where all these services are based in the affiliate, or you can download that to your own computer system. Then you can move into another area called Library Online, which consists of 1,024 separate topic or subject directories, and do a secondary study based on what you arrived at in your study in Bible Online. And you can research, again, by author, by date or bracketed dates, by topic, by multiple subtopics. You can research these different works that are available online, works by the Puritans, by Calvin, Knox, Owen, Spurgeon, many of the great theologians and thinkers of the past. The subject categories that exist in this area range from anthropology to zoology eventually. Initially, the system will only have about 100 megabytes of files available for searching, and the vast majority of those will concern themselves with law. Right now, we have about 350 key court cases already on computers. We have a number of text files which explain the law, which deal, for example, with citizenship. Many of the files that you see circling on several of the Patriot BBSs around the country are all files that I originally scanned or keyed by hand into the computer a year or two ago. For example, one of the things that will be available on the line is complete text of Bouvier's 1856 Law Dictionary. Now, all these tools that are available to you would, on a DOS-based machine, on a standard IBM compatible, be virtually impossible to implement in a way that you could really use them. As a result of that, we've created our own graphic user interface. Now, those of you that have used Windows, Microsoft Windows, know what a graphic user interface is. But in our situation, it's as if you had 10 or 12 different copies of Windows running on your machine, because you'll be able to hold many windows open on your monitor screen simultaneously with different documents or different applications running in every window. You could thus, for example, go into the law library, and you could do research in court cases and save blocks of text for some purpose. Perhaps you're preparing a brief, or you're doing an essay, or you're working on a book that you want to publish. You can go in and search cases from the Supreme Court or from your local state court. Save that information in a file. You could have 10, 12 cases going simultaneously. You could have a separate window where you're pulling blocks of text out of one case and putting it in your work window. You could also have copies of statutes in other windows. And while you're working away there, lo and behold, up pops what we call a Zephyrgram, and that's a little mailbox that pops up on your screen that says electronic mail has just come in for you. What I'm trying to tell you here is give you a picture of the fact that you could have many operations being conducted on your monitor in your home or office on your computer system, and these operations are all conducted simultaneously in a window environment. No such system exists anywhere in the United States today at the mass level. Up until just a few years ago, it was virtually impossible to achieve these kinds of services and this kind of power and flexibility on anything but mainframe and mini computers. But with the advances in software and hardware that have come about in the last 4 years, we've been able to implement this with a lot of nights of late-night programming and a lot of accessing of various software services. And we've put together this complete package of services. I mentioned already the Bible Online, the Library Online. Networks Online is something that I think is going to be a very popular service in our system. For example, this telephone conference that we've had today, when our system is in place nationally, this entire conference could be carried along by keyboards nationally, and while the conference is being carried on in one window on your monitor, you could be submitting questions to your area code affiliate system that you're logged into, and that system could forward them to wherever the conference central is, and those questions could be raised while the conference is going on, and everyone would then have the advantage of seeing what those questions are, because then we can turn around and the conference central can download a copy of all the questions that came in back to the affiliate computers in the area codes, and then every user and every subscriber to the system nationally would have a list of those questions. Conference Central could then compose answers to each of those questions and download those along with the questions. And there would be no need to use the United States Mail or Federal Express or any other means of communication, because everything could happen live in real time. The number of lines that can typical system of our that our computer system can handle is virtually unlimited, and that's particularly specifically because of the kind of hardware and software package that we're utilizing. It is not a DOS machine. It is a type of Unix operating system. For those of you that are computer literate, you recognize that a Unix operating system is both multi-user and multitasking. And for example, our system, when they come out of the box during the initial installation in an affiliate, for example, in Dare's affiliate would be the 602 area code, when his system arrives at the door and they take it out of the box, it'll be equipped to handle 16 telephone lines simultaneously. That system can, without changing the basic computer system, simply by adding modules, that system can handle up to 128 simultaneous telephone calls. The beauty of the system is that the cash flow of the individual affiliates is such that when he has 128 lines going and he's keeping those full, his cash flow is sufficient to do the next major upgrade, which includes adding another computer, and it creates virtually no serious dent in cash flow. We designed the system to be linearly upgradable from the initial system that goes in all the way up to what amounts to a mini computer system handling up to and including 256 simultaneous telephone calls. One of the special functions in our networks, which I forgot to tell you about, is our community service network.